This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Following an investigation into narcotic sales, the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a motel room on Main Street in Fortuna on Thursday. Agents received a tip that 49-year-old John Lyman was going to meet with a narcotic supplier, and agents watched as Lyman left the motel room and got into a vehicle driven by 41-year-old Manuel Mija Jimenez. The two were detained during a traffic stop, and a canine unit was alerted to what would be 130 grams of meth and over 30 grams of heroin inside of the vehicle. Agents then searched the motel room and found packaging material and scales, and they contacted 20-year-old Octobriona Hoff, and she was arrested along with Lyman and Mija Jimenez. All three were booked into jail on various drug charges, and more arrests are expected to be made as the investigation continues. The Arcata City Council held its meeting on Wednesday night and approved a community reward program for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person responsible for the death of David Josiah Lawson. $21,000 in donations from community members established the fund. Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman said at the meeting that this is still an open and ongoing case that is being worked on every day, and he also confirmed that the State Department of Justice is involved in the case providing forensic support. Kyle Zollner was originally a suspect in Lawson's murder, but a county judge ruled last month that there was not enough evidence to hold him for trial. The Coastal Commission decided to vote against staff recommendations when it denied Coast Seafood's application to expand oyster beds on the Humble Bay. The commission voted 6-5 to reject the project that would have seen Coast Seafood expand oyster beds on another 165 acres, the number recommended by staff. The company had submitted plans to expand its operations over 234 acres. Opponents cited negative environmental impacts to eel grass, migratory birds, and recreational activities as reasons to deny the expansion. Dan Squire has state news.
State Republican Assemblymember Travis Allen has started a petition to get a ballot initiative on the 2018 ballot that would repeal Senate Bill 1, the recent gas tax measure passed by the legislature. Opponents of the bill, citing the latest poll numbers from Berkeley IGS, point out that a majority of Californians, 58%, oppose the measure, which raises gas and diesel taxes to pay for road infrastructure. Allen needs to get 365,000 signatures to get the repeal measure on the ballot. He and others opposed to the tax hike that will take effect in November come from across the political spectrum. But they agree on one thing. Californians don't like having their taxes raised without their okay.
Thank you, Dan. The Garberville Area CHP office will have extra officers on the roadways in southern Humboldt and northern Mendocino County this weekend as the Redwood Run takes place and the Enchanted Forest Festival in Laytonville continues. The California Highway Patrol wants the community to be prepared for a sharp increase in vehicle traffic, and patrols will be increased as well. Officers will be on the lookout for traffic violations and those who drive under the influence. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata City officials are searching for volunteers interested in advising the council and staff on various items, including forest, open space, and land use. The Economic Development Committee, the Forest Management Committee, and the Open Space and Agriculture Committee have openings for those interested in volunteering. Applications can be picked up at the city manager's office or online at the city website, and the deadline to apply is July 7th. The Redwood Memorial Foundation announced the recipients of its 2017 Redwood Memorial Foundation Scholarship Program. Every year, the foundation awards scholarships to high school seniors and community members living in Eel River Valley, Van Dusen River Valley, and Southern Humboldt. The nine recipients who will receive scholarships this year are Elisa Amador, Madison Letter, Rebecca Parker, Ashlyn Taylor, Deidre Guy, Jessica Graff, Tyler Janowski, Nicole Johnson, and Haley Winner. Residents in Delmar County are warned that the Delmar County Sheriff's Office is experiencing technical issues with its 911 system. Officials have temporarily disabled the failing line, and the other 911 line will remain open, although there is a possibility that the line will be overburdened. There are different numbers to reach the dispatcher, and for more information, you can contact the Delmar County Sheriff's Office. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.